in this bulletin. Anthony Albanese confirms Labor has no plans to increase the job seeker rate. Adam Bandt outlines the Greens' policy priorities. And in sport, former Collingwood players sever ties with the AFL club over racism allegations. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Labor leader Anthony Albanese has confirmed his party has no plans to further increase the JobSeeker payment if it wins the federal election. The Morrison government boosted the payment by around $50 a fortnight in February last year after years of campaigning from welfare organisations. The current JobSeeker base rate for a single person is around $46 a day, which advocates say is well below the poverty line. Mr. Albanese says he's not ruling out reviewing the payment in the future.
The truth is, if we are fortunate enough to form government, we will form government at a time where debt's heading towards $1 trillion, whereby you can't repair all of the damage or do everything that you want to do immediately. You'll be fiscally responsible. And one of the things I'm being careful to do is that all of the policies that we've put out are fully costed.
Greens leader Adam Bandt says Australia is at war with climate. Speaking at the National Press Club, Mr. Bandt outlined his party's intentions to stop coal and gas projects, address cost of living pressures, develop treaties with First Nations peoples to acknowledge colonisation, and expand Medicare to cover mental health and dental. He says Australia needs to get out of coal and gas while supporting workers in those industries, and believes the Greens will hold the balance of power in the Senate after this election.
Time's up. Young people have woken up to the fix. People deserve better. As I've said, our priority is to take climate action by stopping new coal and gas mines. But we'll tackle the cost of living too with three key demands. Get dental and mental health into Medicare. Fix the housing affordability crisis by building 1 million new homes that people can buy for $300,000 or rent for 25% of their income, and wipe student debt.
The Smart Energy Council has criticised the federal government's $250 million plan to strengthen Australia's domestic fuel supply. The money will be split between two oil refineries in Brisbane and Geelong and used for major upgrades. But Smart Energy Council Chief Executive John Grimes says it won't solve Australia's fuel security crisis.
That's really a drop in the ocean. If we were to get serious about stockpiling the fuel that we needed, it would cost billions and billions and billions of dollars. Sure, you know, funding for short-term solutions is fine, but the long-term solution to this, it's a structural problem. We need to remove our dependence on foreign petrol and diesel, and we need to become more self-sufficient in the fuel that we create.
There are growing calls for Victoria's youth homelessness crisis to be improved with a new targeted plan. The Council to Homeless Persons says 8,830 young people reached out in the last year in need of medium or long-term accommodation, but only 40% were able to receive it. The organisation's Deputy Chief Executive, Kate Colvin, says they're calling on the state government to invest in an additional 500 youth properties each year and support housing for young people in the private rental sector.
That will mean that young people who are on the cusp of adulthood can have the housing that they need so they can take those important first steps into their career or stay engaged in education and not get trapped in homelessness.
To sport, and three former Collingwood players have cut ties with the AFL club following the release of a report into allegations of racism. The Do Better report was published last January, featuring a strategy to address and reconcile past acts of racism at the Magpies. Heretia Lumumba today released a statement saying he and two other players have terminated communications with Collingwood. He claims the club's lack of action since the report's release shows it has no intention of acting in good faith to ensure a positive outcome for past players. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Mostly sunny in Perth with a top of 27 degrees, partly cloudy in Adelaide and 28, mostly sunny in Melbourne and 24, partly cloudy in Hobart and 21, Mostly sunny in Canberra and 21 as well. A shower or two in Wollongong and 22. Similar conditions in Sydney and 23 degrees. A shower or two in Newcastle as well and 24. Much the same in Brisbane and 25. A possible shower in Cairns and 31. And partly cloudy in Darwin, 35. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.